You're listening to an exclusive OS X El Capitan demonstration on the AppleViz podcast.
Hello, AppleViz. My name is Jonathan Simeone. This is my sixth AppleViz podcast. Today I'm going to do a really quick tip on how to change the skin tone of emoji on the Mac. I'll be doing a similar podcast on iOS very soon. In order to make this easier, I'm not going to say the keystroke every time I interact or stop interacting. At the outset, I'll say that when I interact, I'm using the keystroke VO shift down arrow. When I stop interacting, I'm using the keystroke VO shift up arrow. Since most of you are still using Yosemite, I decided to record this demonstration in Yosemite. I'm using OS X 10.10.5, which I'm guessing will be the last version of Yosemite. I'm running a late 2011 MacBook Pro. To get started, I'm going to Command Tab into a blank email message that I've opened.
Mail. Mail. New message. Word. New line.
To open the character palette, as VoiceOver calls it, which is where the emoji are, we hit Control Command Space.
Character palette. Search text field.
And it lands me right in a search field. So I'm going to type the word baby and hit enter. Now I'm going to stop interacting.
Stop interacting with baby. Switch to large window.
And I'm going to VO right arrow through the screen.
Search results. Search results.
And the second instance of where VoiceOver says search results is where the results actually are. So I'm going to interact.
Interact with search results, baby with medium skin tone.
And you see VoiceOver said baby with medium skin tone. That's because a few minutes ago, I changed the skin tone of the baby. And now I'll show you how to do that. I'm going to open the shortcuts menu with the keystroke VO shift M.
System dialog, baby, baby.
And now I'm going to VO right arrow through this dialog.
Baby with light skin tone. Baby with medium light skin tone. Baby with medium skin tone. Baby with medium dark skin tone. Baby with dark skin tone.
And I'm going to select the baby with dark skin tone by hitting VO space.
Prep system mail. New message. Insertion at end of text.
And now I'm going to hit VOC to read the character I'm on.
Baby with dark skin tone.
There. Now I've changed the baby to dark skin tone. I'm going to open the character palette with Control Command Space again.
Character palette. Search text field.
This time, instead of searching, I'm going to stop interacting with this area.
Stop interacting with. Switch to large window.
And I'm going to VO right arrow through the screen to show you how you can get to the list of emoji. In this case, I'm just going to use the people again because I'm assuming that's what most of you are going to use.
Frequently used. Frequently used. Favorites. Favorites. People. People.
And once again, it's the second instance of VoiceOver saying the word that we want to interact with. So I'm going to do that now.
Interact with people. Grinning face with normal eyes.
Now I'm in the list of people-related emoji, and I can VO down arrow through this list.
Smiling face with horn. Smiling face with sunglasses. Confounded face. Disappointed face. Surprised and dismayed face.
And now I'm going to attempt to change the skin tone of this face. So I'm going to open the shortcuts menu with VO shift M.
System dialog button. Button.
And I'm going to VO right arrow through the buttons.
Emoji modifier Fitzpatrick type. Emoji modifier Fitzpatrick type. Emoji modifier Fitzpatrick type.
As you can tell, VoiceOver is no longer reading the buttons. I'm totally blind, so I can't tell exactly what's happening here. But either you cannot change the skin tone of these emoji because only some emoji can have their skin tone changed. Or for whatever reason, VoiceOver just doesn't read the dialogue in certain instances. Personally, I tend to think VoiceOver does read the dialogue when you can change the skin tone and doesn't read the dialogue correctly when you can't. Just to move on, I'm going to select this button with VO space, and I don't believe that it will change the skin tone of this face.
Prep system to mail, new message, insertion on Word, emoji modifier Fitzpatrick type 4 baby with emoji modifier Fitzpatrick type 6, after character, emoji modifier Fitzpatrick type 4.
I'm going to go back into the character palette with command control space.
Character palette, search text field.
I'm going to type the word runner into the search field and hit enter.
R-U-N.
Now I'm going to stop interacting.
Stop interacting with run, switch to large window.
I guess it didn't take my whole word, but that should be enough. Let's see. VO right arrow.
Search results. Search results.
And interact.
Interact with search results. Runner with medium light skin tone.
And see, I know you can change the runner because I changed the runner yesterday. So I'm going to open the shortcuts menu with VO shift M.
System dialog. Runner. Runner.
And I'm going to hit VO right arrow.
Runner with light skin tone. Runner with medium light skin tone. Runner with medium skin tone. Runner with medium dark skin tone.
And I'm going to hit VO space on runner with medium dark skin tone.
Press system to mail, new message, insertion on Word, emoji modifier Fitzpatrick type 4 runner with emoji modifier Fitzpatrick type 5 baby with emoji modifier Fitzpatrick type 6, after character, runner with emoji modifier Fitzpatrick type 5.
Now it's all messed up. But let's see if we can move through these emoji with the arrow keys.
Emoji modifier Fitzpatrick type 4 runner with emoji modifier Fitzpatrick type 5 baby with emoji modifier Fitzpatrick type 6. Baby with dark skin tone.
There's the baby.
Baby with dark skin tone. Runner with medium dark skin tone.
There's the runner.
Emoji modifier Fitzpatrick type 4.
And there's the other face. One final note on emoji. They are not available everywhere in OS X. However, they are available in every place that I would imagine you would want them. You can use them in the Messages app, TextEdit, and Pages, to name a few. If you have any questions or you would like to have me record any other podcasts, you can follow me on Twitter at Jonathan_Writer, WRITER, or you can send me an email at Jonathan, J-O-N as in Nancy, A-T-H-A, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, D as in Dog, F as in Frank, at iCloud.com. That's Jonathan, A-S-D-F, at iCloud.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back with another Apple Viz podcast very soon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.